Chapter 12. The World of Psychology. Unit 23. Facing Phobias. A phobia is a fear that cannot be explained in rational terms. Phobias generally have the power to severely limit an individual's capacities and sense of well-being. Phobias of specific situations, objects, or activities affect about 1 out of every 10 adults. Of this population, phobias affect twice as many women as men. Those suffering from phobias experience intense anxiety if forced to come into contact with the source of their fear. Therefore, they will go to great lengths to avoid it. This may affect a person's ability to cope with challenges and experience simple pleasures in life. The symptoms associated with phobias all stem from fear responses. Terror and panic flood the individual, even in the absence of any real danger. The mind is unable to talk itself out of the fear, and thought processes become locked. The inflexible thought patterns then lead to automatic and uncontrollable reactions. The body's nervous system responds as it would in a dangerous or stressful situation. The individual experiences rapid heartbeat, difficulty breathing, shaking, and a powerful desire to run away. Phobias can be grouped into the categories of agoraphobias, social phobias, and specific phobias. Agoraphobia, which translates as fear of the marketplace, is not necessarily a fear of the market or open and crowded spaces. Rather, these phobias are a fear of a situation or space that cannot be escaped. Agoraphobic individuals avoid leaving their personal comfort zone because to do so risks bringing on panic attacks. In extreme cases, agoraphobics may avoid leaving their home or even a single room. However, many agoraphobics can negotiate going to work and other places as long as they can exit easily if they start to panic. Social phobias are caused by the fear of social situations and are often related to a low opinion of oneself. Although most people experience social shyness at one time or another, an individual with a social phobia experiences extreme self-consciousness. Social phobia involves a deep fear of any kind of public evaluation, negative feedback, or embarrassment. For example, someone with a severe social phobia may not be able to eat in front of others. Specific phobia is the label applied to all other phobias. Typical specific phobias include fear of small places, fear of particular animals, fear of heights, and fear of doctors. Specific phobias may come from a person's bad experiences in childhood. However, a number of other factors have been linked to triggering the wide range of phobias people have. In some cases, too much or too little of a certain chemical produced by a person's body may trigger phobias. The treatment for phobias involves pinpointing how the fear developed and what kind of function it serves. Generally, a phobia acts to displace fear, transferring anxiety from a past situation that brought it on to a different present situation. The originating situation, for example, may have been linked to being hurt by parents as a child or some other source of anxiety. In childhood, there may have been no clear escape from the situation. As an adult, the phobia acts to assign the fear to a specific situation or object that can then be avoided. Phobias may also be the result of past trauma. The memory of the trauma grows into a fear of similar situations. Someone who has been trapped in a fire may avoid fire of all kinds and avoid objects that remind the person of fire as well. Extreme avoidance behavior in adults may result from parental modeling and child-raising methods. For example, consider a child who attempts to master new challenges, but his attempts are not praised by his parents. Rather, his parents put down his attempts through words or actions. Similarly, the child may see his parents always avoiding challenging situations themselves. Generally, this leaves the child less able to develop confidence in his ability to face challenges. It then becomes habitual for the person to avoid challenging and, in particular, fearful situations as an adult.